This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellins.
I'm Christina Thomas.
We just heard Pete talking about the Giving Tree.
Right.
In the lobby.
People can bring items to our gigantic Christmas tree that's in the lobby. Place things under there that we are donating to the Fayetteville Public Schools Outback program. So I think they need coats and winter gear.
Perishable food as well, yes. And we've had several. We had some new donations just today. Thanks also to the people who made the donations at the library for the Christmas show that we recorded at the Fayetteville Public Library last week.
Right. It will actually air on our Christmas Eve edition of Ozarks at Large. But we had some local musicians, Leah Spears with Jones and Leah, including Jones. He was
right
there, too. We had Adams Collins and his jazz quartet.
And Farmer in the Markets.
Right.
So listen for that on December 24th. Mm-hmm. Would like to remind you also in this season of giving that this is an end-of-year fundraiser at KUAF.
Right. A time when we're coming to you, our listeners, and asking you that if you have yet to give your gift to KUAF in 2013, that you do so now, or maybe add to the gift that you've already given to KUAF in 2013. We can only bring you programs like Ozarks at Large and performances at the public library with listener support. And you can do that right now at supportkuaf.com.
And that also helps with Performance Today and Morning Edition and This American Life and A Prairie Home Companion. All of the programs come with a price tag. This year we're receiving $66,000 less from the federal government because we're no longer categorized as a rural public station. That, we think, will be made up through you. And if you haven't given in 2013 or it's been a couple of years and you do listen to and use KUAF and you can't afford it, please consider giving a financial contribution, a tax-deductible financial contribution, during this end-of-year fundraiser. You can do so, again, online, very simple. You choose the amount and you choose the method. You can do that at supportkuaf.com. No phone volunteers here now. They will be back tomorrow. So if you'd rather call, you can do that. But if you'd like to make the contribution right now, do so again. The online address?
Supportkuaf.com.
From all of us at KUAF, Ozarks at Large, and your fellow listeners who've already contributed,
thank you.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. It looks like this is going to be a busy week for the University of Arkansas Department of Art. A senior capstone exhibit is scheduled for 6 to 8 Thursday evening at Sugar, the University of Arkansas Student Art Gallery. The gallery is located in the basement level of 1 East Square Plaza on the Fayetteville Square. The exhibit features a series of solo exhibitions by senior capstone students working in a variety of media and applications in painting, photography, and printmaking. The exhibition includes painting and printmaking students under the direction of Stephanie Pierce and photography students under the direction of Michael Pevin.
And then Friday evening from 5 until 8, the Sugar Gallery will host a reception for a group exhibition by first and second year graduate students pursuing their Masters of Fine Arts degrees. This is an opportunity for the public to view the creative research conducted by MFA candidates pursuing a professional career in art. That encompasses diverse approaches to a wide range of media, including ceramics, drawing, painting, photography, printmaking, sculpture, and visual design. That's Friday evening.
Saturday, the U of A Department of Art and the Ceramics Area will host its inaugural Winter Holiday Sale and Open Studio event. This one-day event will take place from noon to 7 p.m. in the Ceramic Studio, which is located at 326 Eastern Avenue. This event will include an exhibition highlighting the semester's most exceptional work, from beginning-level student assignments to the independent works of advanced undergraduate and graduate students. There will also be a sale of handmade pottery by the students and faculty. Hot soup and beverages will be available with the purchase of bowls and cups. Proceeds of the sale will assist ceramic students in travel to the National Council on the Education for the Ceramic Arts in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 2014. All events are free and open to the public, and more information is available at art.uark.edu.
Champion Trees of Arkansas from artist Linda Palmer is still on display at the John Brown University Visual Arts Department Gallery in Siloam Springs. The exhibit includes 18 large colored pencil drawings of champion trees, accompanied by detailed drawings of foliage, documentary photographs of depicted trees, and informative text panels that share the Hot Springs artist's perspective. Palmer developed the Champion Tree series over a period of 5 years, driving more than 5,000 miles to document her selections. An Arkansas Champion Tree status is awarded to the largest documented living specimen of each tree variety found in the state. The gallery at JBU opened from 8 until 4 Monday through Friday and 2 until 4 on Sunday. The exhibition will end December 17th. More information available at jbu.edu/art/gallery. The Fayetteville Underground's monthly First Thursday event has been rescheduled for this Thursday, so think of it as Second Thursday this month only. The reception is scheduled for 5:30 to 9. It will feature work from all 25 member artists, as well as live acoustic music, hors d'oeuvres, and a donations bar. The gallery is located on the southwest corner of the Fayetteville Square.
Last Thursday's art reception at our Sagas at the Depot was also rescheduled for this week because of the winter storm. From 7 to 9 Thursday evening, an opening reception has been scheduled for Ephemeral Shrines at the Depot. The reception is free and open to the public. Food, beverages, and music will be provided by the Depot. The exhibit will be on display until December 29th. More information is available at facebook.com/OurSagasDepot.
Painter Paula Waters Jones will be the featured artist this winter at the Press Room in downtown Bentonville. A reception hosted by the Norberta Philbrook Gallery is planned to honor the artist from 6 until 8 p.m. on December 17th. That reception is open to the public. Jones splits her time between Northwest Arkansas and Taos, New Mexico. Her paintings unfold in layers of paint and glaze that build upon themselves. More information at 876-8134.
Another coffee shop hosting an art exhibit of sorts this week is Onyx Coffee Lab. Oftentimes, local art exhibits are on display for about a month, but the art that will be created Friday night at the Gregg Avenue location of Onyx Coffee Lab will be extremely temporary. The Fayetteville location of this locally owned cafe and roastery will be the site of the Friday the 13th Brutal Latte Art Competition. The coffee shop hosted its first latte art throwdown in September, and its owners decided to organize another competition following the success of the first one. John Allen is co-owner of Onyx Coffee Lab.
If you're into coffee, it's always fun because it's people that are actually passionate about the coffee scene in all aspects, from importers. We had a lot of importers here last time to normal baristas, to roasters, to just cafe owners came to kind of see how do we get involved in some kind of scene. And it's all just kind of building this idea that instead of trying to compete with all these independent cafes, if we're really trying to push coffee to a higher quality, then everyone kind of wins in that aspect. You know, if we convert a customer into having a trained palate enough that they're really interested in specialty coffee, they're not really going to go back to maybe a place that's not doing that, if that makes sense. And so it's increasing all the cafes that serve specialty in the long run.
John says the competition uses a tournament bracket. Baristas go head-to-head and judges pick a winner of each round. This continues until one winner remains. Brendan Glidden, brew bar manager at Onyx's Gregg Avenue location, won the September competition.
I've been working on it for an embarrassingly long time. So just kind of self-taught and just practicing, seeing what works and what doesn't work and how I can change certain things and hopefully work out better. Not always. It's been a long journey.
Brendan, who's originally from the Fort Smith area, has been working at the coffee shop since June and enjoys entertaining customers through his art.
When I'm on the bar and I pour a drink that I'm really proud of how it turned out, like visually, and I see like whoever I give their drink to and they get really excited about it or take a picture, post it, and like share with their friends, it's really, it's exciting for me that I was able to do that and kind of create that kind of emotion from someone just with a drink, with espresso and milk.
Another self-taught artist who also enjoys creating art for patrons is John's wife and co-owner of Onyx Coffee Lab, Andrea Allen.
It's just really fun to be able to make something purposefully on top of a drink and then hand it to a customer, and it has, it kind of gives it more meaning, I guess, if they notice it. I really, making a heart is a really simple piece of art to do, but It's funny because if I make, I can make some really complicated sorts of images and I'll hand it to someone and they're like, oh, that's neat. But if I put a heart on top, they are like, oh my gosh, thank you, you know, like, oh, thanks for the love, you know, and it's just like, it is, there is some love there. So it's kind of, it's fun.
Andrea says she got into latte art when she got into coffee, which was at the age of 18 when she began working at Arcega's at its Mission and Crossover location. Andrea says she has always taken some pride in making drinks, and she learned to create latte art through a lot of trial and error. She now trains the baristas at her coffee shops to create latte art. Something that has helped her teach others is this past summer, she attended a barista camp hosted by the Barista Guild of America. Andrea is a member of the organization, which, according to its website, has the mission to provide baristas a community dedicated to innovating, sharing, and demonstrating best practices in coffee preparation. During the camp, Andrea attended a latte art class, which she says put a lot of practical knowledge to what she was already doing.
So since I did that, I've been able to really more thoroughly explain, like, how to do certain maneuvers versus just being like, okay, well, you just kind of like pour, shake, and like stand on one foot and like close one eye and cross your fingers, and sometimes you get a heart. So, yeah.
A heart is one of a handful of basic forms that are often used in latte art. Other images include a rippled heart, a tulip, and a rosetta, which is a form that resembles a leaf. Andrea has competed in a few latte art throwdowns herself. She says these competitions can make competitors a little nervous because most of the time they're not in their own shop, they end up using a different brand of milk, and they have to work with a machine they've never touched before. However, she says it's fun to attend these events because it offers the opportunity to see what other techniques people are using. This is helpful because Andrea says there's not a lot of formal education on the subject. When creating latte art, Andrea has found the most important thing is having the right texture of milk.
What's so tricky about latte art is that you're pouring a liquid into a liquid, so it's really hard to control both of those liquids at any given time. So if your milk is textured correctly, and I think I kind of define correctly textured milk as just milk that has a little tiny bit of microfoam on the top, so it's just really like thick looking milk, not super bubbly. You know, just having the right kind of milk, and then also just having the right kind of control over how you're pouring it in. So for me, you know, what works is just taking it slow until I'm ready to go, and then moving fast and aggressive to get some of that, the white colored foam, which I guess it's all white, but to get some of that foam out on top of the coffee, which is brown. So
Onyx Coffee Lab will present Friday the 13th Brutal Latte Art Competition at 7 o'clock Friday night at its Fayetteville shop, which is located at 2418 North Gregg Avenue. The competition is open to all baristas, but there is only room for 20 competitors. There is a $5 participation fee, and the winner of the throwdown will win the money that's put into the pot. Barista Magazine and Espresso Parts are sponsoring the throwdown, so the winner will receive a free one-year subscription to the magazine and a custom tamper. The public is invited to come watch, and guests may even get to drink some of the decorated coffee. This is because instead of throwing out the coffee after each round, the drinks are given to audience members. A coffee cream stout will be served, made with cold brew from Ozark Beer Company. More information is available at onyxcoffeelab.com.